Me and my family are in Scarborough, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And one of the number one dishes recommended since we've been here is shawarmas. So we went to a place called Sumac. I got it, let's try it, at Ready 1 to 10. We spent $37.82. This would be considered one of the spots in a popular category, only because they have two locations and it seemed like a local favorite. This could also be considered part of the different backgrounds and different cultures categories. My family said the customer service was pretty good. It was really busy, so they were just getting people in and out. I'm gonna show you everything I got and we're gonna try it at Ready 1 to 10. A veal shawarma, a chicken shawarma, and a mixed shawarma. This is chicken and veal mixed together. I asked for everything on it. She said what everything was, but it was a language barrier. So I understood it, but I didn't understand everything she said. I think she said hummus, chicken, pickled onions.
Radishes.
This is my hand for scale, so it's real long. Let's see. That's good. That's real good, actually. In Detroit, we call these pitas, like gyros.
Yeah.
That chicken got a lot of flavor, like spices. Boy, it's in my nose. It's not even spicy. It's just like a spice cabinet full of flavor. I might be wrong, but I taste some cumin, a little bit of coriander maybe. It's just a lot of spices. It's very flavorful. It's juicy. That sauce is a little spicy.
It's a garlic spread.
It's a garlic spread. Mm. Got a little bit of kick to it. It's not super spicy though. This is a spicy sauce though. It's like that kind of sauce you gotta be careful with. It's weird. It feel like it want to be super spicy, but it's not. It's only spicy in a part that it touched my tongue, if that makes sense. But spice level, I get this sauce like maybe a 5 out of 10, maybe 6. But this flavor and overall taste, in my opinion, this is an 8.2 out of 10. High. Mm-hmm. This the veal. Veal is just like a baby cow, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you call it. Call me when you make it. I don't care what you call it. It tastes like beef, but like a very juicy and seasoned beef.
It's supposed to be more tender.
That it is. It's very tender. This is up there with the chicken. 8.4 out of 10. Last but not least, just the mix. This one got the least amount of meat. I got all bread at a time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, I like them separate. I don't like the mix of proteins. I don't know if it's just the proteins that don't mix well to me or just the overload. It's still good, it's just not for me. It's right in the middle. 5 out of 10. Overall, for this to be the first spot in Toronto, I'm happy. Scarborough got a bunch of spots. It's almost overload in my opinion. It's spots everywhere. I know this is only our first spot, but if you ask me, I feel like this is gonna be one of our most interesting food tours yet, by far. It's all kind of cultures and backgrounds and different ethnicities and different foods I've never tried before. I feel like it's gonna be a first time for a lot of things and I'm excited. And as always, I pray and hope that they continue to reach their target audience. God bless you, have an amazing day, y'all be safe.